Hi everyone, this is Sing. Welcome to the Mindful Heart. Thank you for your listening and supporting. Wishing you peace and happiness. In this episode, I will introduce the content of the Heart Sutra. And we'll take all of you to practice mindfulness meditation. Let's start reading the Heart Prajna Paramita Sutra. Because nothing is attained, the Bodhisattva, through reliance on Prajna Paramita, is unimpeded in his mind. Because there is no impediment, he is not afraid, and he leaves distorted, clean thinking far behind, ultimately nirvana. If we deeply understand the beauty of emptiness in action, in willing, and mindlessness, we often enjoy the happiness of nothing. We always dislike lots of things and hope that everything is simple. In fact, most things are tricks and hindrances. For instance, you have lots of clothes. You are going out now. This one and that one are constantly being selected. Until the end of the selection, there is no suitable one. It's not that you don't have enough clothes. The truth is that you don't like them. When people don't like it, everything is nonsense. So, it's a good thing if you only have one piece of clothing. No matter how important person you will meet, you will wear this one. Some people may think that emptiness is so bad that we are poor. This idea is wrong. Think about it. Which thing is ours? The mountains, rivers, the earth, the breeze, and the moon, all of them are not ours. There is only the emptiness of the universe is ours, and the Dharma realm is ours. That means we are not poor. The so-called emptiness means nothingness and formlessness. So all things can be born, and there can be all kinds of things as well. Some people ask, if we live in the emptiness, no water, no shape, no clothes to wear, no food to eat, no friends, how do we live? At that time, our mind is already clean. Also, it doesn't matter if we don't have clothes to wear. The trees, flowers, in the forest, all of these things are our fellows. We don't feel the lack. We don't feel lonely. At that time, our mind is clean and peace. Therefore, we can say, with no gain, we can bodhisattva. The truth is we didn't have to gain anything. We already have a true Buddha nature. Some people may think we will get everything we want in the Nirvana. The truth is that we already have a true Buddha nature. That's why we don't have to get anything. There is no gain or loss in Nirvana. We have too many issues in our life because there are too many problems and the burden is too heavy, so we feel very bitter. After a person is born, there will be suffering and death. This is the history of mankind. Regardless of whether life is good, human suffering or death, however, is just one thing, just one stubbornness. We just have too much stubbornness in our mind. So we suffer from gains and losses when we encounter a crisis. We should settle our mind first. If we can settle our mind first, we can always be safe and peace. There is no stubbornness and there is no fear. Without fear, we can face our life and death. Therefore, be calm when facing danger. Everyone actually has his ability. Buddhism can change to increase our strength and concentration. So, we have abilities to deal with the pain and obstructions. Sometimes, suspicion and jealousy can make people sick. If we can have no concerns, there will be no terror. For example, some people walk at night and always feel that something is wrong and feels like a ghost is coming from behind. If you hear a sound, you have to go quickly and it becomes scary in your mind. If you have the courage, just say, "Stand down, let me see what a ghost looks like." Actually, there is no ghost. Where is the ghost? The ghost is only in our mind. In fact, people in the world are ghosts. Even people are more terrifying than ghosts. How can people be ghosts? People who play cards are called gambling ghosts. Those who eat alcohol are called drunkards. Moreover, there are even greedy ghosts and lazy ghosts. There are many ghosts in the world. It turns out that ghosts are humans, and humans are all terrifying. As long as we are strong-minded, we are not afraid of ghosts. We don't do bad things, and we knock on the door in the middle of the night without being surprised. We stand steady at the bow and are not afraid of the waves. We should know emptiness is precious. We shouldn't be greedy for too much in our lives. Therefore, our mind is in the emptiness, we should know in human mind there are three dimensions vertically, that is the past, the present, and the future. We are all the same. We are all in the Prajna Dharma and in the emptiness. Now, it's time to practice mindfulness meditation. Please sit in a posture that's comfortable yet allows you to remain alert. Close your eyes. Bring your full, undivided attention to this practice. Begin your practice by congratulating yourself that you are dedicating some precious time to meditation. May you know that this is an act of love. As you begin to stop and become present, become aware of the body and mind and whatever is being carried within you. Perhaps feelings or thoughts from the day's events or whatever has been going on within you recently. Now, simply allow and acknowledge whatever is within and just let it be. Without any form of analysis or evaluation, now, gradually shift the focus of awareness to the breath, breathing normally and naturally. As you breathe in, be aware of breathing in. As you breathe out, be aware of breathing out. Remember, just being aware of breathing and focusing awareness on either the tip of the nose already in abdomen. If focusing on the tip of the nose, feel the touch of the air. As you breathe in and out, be present. If focusing on the abdomen, feel the belly expanding with each inhalation and contraction with each exhalation. Now, just live life, one inhalation and one exhalation at a time. Be present, breathing in, breathing out, watching each breath appear and disappear. Just breathing. Now, slowly withdraw awareness from the breath and bring it into the world of sensations in the body. Being present, observing without any aversion or indulgence. Just acknowledging the multitude of varying sensations as they change from moment to moment, and let them be. As you sense into the body, you may find areas of tension and tightness. If you can allow them to soften and relax, that's fine. If not, just let it be. Now, be present. If you are unable to soften and relax, acknowledge any persisting sensations and give them space to do whatever they need to do. Be present, simply allow these waves of sensations to flow wherever they need to go. Now, release awareness of sensations and bring attention to hearing. Observing all sounds without aversion or indulgence. Be aware of sound at its most basic, fundamental level. Simply sound waves that your body is receiving with its faculty of hearing. Being aware of sounds at this level, just acknowledging the multitude of varying sounds, external and internal, moment to moment. Whether the sounds are external or internal, just notice how they are ever-changing, revealing the mark of impermanence. Sounds rise, sounds fall, hear them appear and disappear, just sounds. Now, gently shift attention from awareness of sounds to the mind, to thoughts and emotions. Observe the mind without any aversion or indulgence. Just acknowledge the multitude of varying mental formations, moment to moment. Like lying in a field and watching the clouds float by. Watch the mind in the same way. Think of yourself as a meteorologist just watching internal weather patterns without judgment, just being with the way things are. Thoughts and emotions rise. Thoughts and emotions fall. Be present. Remember, experiencing them appear and disappear, just thoughts and just emotions. You may become aware that the mind has a mind of its own. It analyzes, scrutinizes, plans, and remembers. It catastrophizes, compares, and contrasts. It drinks, blends, and feels sad, angry, and fearful. It fantasizes and has likes and dislikes. The mind is busy thinking about this and that, with thoughts rising, forming, and receding. Experience how they appear and disappear, noticing them as just thoughts. as you observe and experience your thoughts and emotions. Try to avoid falling into them rather than getting caught up in the mind's traps, stories, and habits. Simply observe them dispassionately, let them be, and know that they will recede in time. At times, you may find yourself caught up in thoughts and feelings, perhaps again and again. When this happens, don't judge yourself. Don't berate yourself. Just simply realize that even this awareness is a way of returning to the present moment. Let your awareness recognize that all of these mental states are fleeting and changing. Once again, revealing impermanence. Be present. Once you become aware that your mind has gotten caught up and lost in thoughts and emotions, in that very moment, you are no longer caught up. Just continue experiencing the changed nature of mind states. You can consider your mind to be like a white water river. Just thoughts and emotions rolling on and on. If you become frustrated with wandering mind, it's fine to return to the place for a short time to center yourself. Now, very slowly now, withdraw awareness from mental events and bring your attention to the present moment itself as the primary object of attention. Thank you. Now, come back to the place, feeling the whole body as you breathe in and out. Feel the entire body rising upward on an inhalation and falling downward on an exhalation. Feel the body as a single, complete organism, connected and whole. May you again congratulate yourself for practicing this meditation and know that it's contributing your health and well-being. May you know that this is an act of love. Now, open your eyes. Take some time to write about whatever came up for you mentally, emotionally, and physically when doing this practice. I will see you in the next episode. Wishing you peace and happiness. Thank you for your listening and attention.